Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
I realize that Adam Curry was being, well, a bit tongue-in-cheek here, but I will go ahead and play this clip because I do want to make a point based on what he said.
I would like to go with this, and I think we should look at everything in our green economy. We should look at everything this way. How much electricity does it cost to do that? And you can shame people on that. And I think if you are a podcaster and you are worried about how much electricity is being wasted, you need to make shorter podcasts. Much, much shorter. All podcasts for green energy should be no longer than 15 minutes, really.
You should have a green podcast. You should have a label. We should set
exit strategy!
Let's think about this for a moment. So I'm sitting here recording a podcast on my computer. I've got a microphone plugged into a Rodecaster, and it's plugged into a computer. I've got three screens up right now, plus all of the other things in my office, I guess. So what's the electricity cost of that? Then at some point, I'm going to compress this WAV file that I'm creating into an MP3, and I'm going to upload that to a web server somewhere. Actually, I'm going to upload it to Auphonic first, and then it will do its thing, and then I will serve it out. So, and then eventually it's going to get downloaded, at least I hope it will. And that, certainly some, it's going to get played on somebody's, phone or, you know, computer, whatever it is you listen to my podcast. And, how much energy is being used at each one of those points? Now that would actually be an interesting question to answer. And I don't know that especially the people that claim to care about this kind of stuff, I don't think they know. Right. And so, you know, Adam's correct that really, if we're going to start talking about energy usage, you have to look at the whole picture, not just one, you know, like what one component is using. And now if you're being an engineer and you're, you know, implying the Pareto principle, you would find the thing that's using, you know, 80% or more of the energy and then, you know, reduce that. And then you'll probably get a lot of the way there. But I think the people that claim to know about this or claim to be for all of this aren't thinking about that in terms of their podcast, and they're probably not thinking about it in terms of, well, everything else that they're doing. So, maybe we can reduce the usage of electricity in some component by a significant factor, and that's definitely happening with modern computers and you know, mobile phones and that kind of thing. But yeah, what's the bat? You know, when you're playing the podcast, that has a cost to it too. Granted, it's not, you know, at some point that battery is going to get recharged on the phone, and how much of that battery usage that your phone went down, how much of that is a result of playing for the podcast? Now, I will say that one of the things the reason I picked this clip is because y'all should do shorter podcasts. It just kind of made me laugh when I heard it. Like, as I sit and listen to another 2-hour podcast or whatever, and it's, yeah, that's a different kind of economy, I guess, right? It's being economical with words. And honestly, one of the reasons I started this podcast when I did, you know, way back in, well, I guess at the end of 2012, was I wanted to get better at public speaking, number one, and number two, I wanted to get better economics with my words. And unfortunately, the last few podcasts have been, well, a little longer than I started out with some of these 4 and 5 minute podcasts. And so, yeah, I do want to get a little bit more economical with my words as well. And there is something to be said for that. I've only got so many hours in the day. I know that the rest of you only have so many hours in the day, and that's why I try to keep the podcasts I produce, well, fairly short.
Thanks for listening to Phone Boy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.